Welcome to the Adventure Amps Podcast, your gateway to high-altitude thrills of Leadville, Colorado. Nestled at 10,152 feet, Leadville is America's highest incorporated city. Surrounded by towering peaks like Mount Elbert, Mount Massive, steeped in vibrant mining history, Leadville invites you to explore this historic gem where Victorian air charm meets endless outdoor adventures. Think hiking, e-biking, and epic mountain bike trails. Every 2 weeks, we're going to dive into the business of adventure in Leadville, spotlighting the local businesses that power this community, from cozy lodges to family-owned restaurants and historic saloons. Join us as we share the electrifying stories, insider tips, and the gritty spirit of Leadville locals, inspiring your next adventure in this top of the Rockies paradise. Welcome, everyone, to this week's episode of Adventure Amps. I'm your host, Mike, and we're cranking up the excitement with another dose of stories, spots, and vibes from our incredible community and beyond. Today, we've got a stellar lineup. First, we're hanging out with Jill from What's Happening Leadville, who's here to dish on the hottest events, local secrets, and all the buzz in Leadville. Then we're joined by Shiloh from Irish Moon Emporium, who will take us into the enchanting world of her shop and share what's sparkling in her mystical corner. And folks, I'm beyond pumped to unveil our brand new segment called Micro Moments. Each show will drop a 60-second burst of inspiration, spotlighting a fun must-visit place that will ignite your sense of adventure. Think hidden trails, quirky cafes, or epic lookouts, all in a quick, vibrant snapshot to fuel your next outing. So buckle up, grab your favorite drink, and let's amplify the adventure. Jill, Shiloh, and our first micro moment are all waiting. Let's roll.
Hey, adventurers, ready to ride? Visit the Colorado e-bike shop in Leadville, Colorado. Zoom through stunning trails with our high-quality e-bike rentals, find your perfect ride with our sales, or build your dream bike with our custom builds. Perfect for all levels. We've got you covered. Call 719-427-7084 to start your journey. The Colorado e-bike shop. Custom rides. Epic vibes.
Good afternoon. We're back here at Adventure Amps Podcast. And today we're sitting down with the What's Happening lady here in Leadville. And I'm going to have her introduce herself to you here in a second. And we're just going to chat about what's happening in Leadville. Would you take a moment, Jill, and introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Jill Carlier, and I moved to Leadville because my son's been living here, and I just wanted to be closer to him, and now I have a grandson, so I love keeping an eye on what's happening so that I can share that with my family and friends.
So what got you to start What's happening in Leadville on Facebook?
I think when I first moved here, I heard a lot of people say, oh, there's never anything going on in Leadville. There's never anything to do. I'm like, what do you mean? There's lots of things to do. So I thought if I start a Facebook group and make it public so anyone can see it and just start pushing events and activities and happenings in there, then people would know what was going on. And it's been really fun. And I get thank yous from people that don't even live around here, that live in other states and places, and they say, thank you so much, because it really helps on my visit when I come.
How long have you lived in Leadville?
I moved here initially in 2016, and then I left for a while, and then came back in 2021.
So, what is the wildest Leadville event that you've had to post about? And did you attend it?
Well, I mean, that could go two ways. That you had to post about would be something that might be controversial. So that might be like anything that's pride related, because that seems to get everybody all, not everybody, but some people get all crazy in the comments, like blah, blah, blah. But probably the wildest event since I've moved here is definitely ski joring. That's really fun to watch skiers, you know, being pulled by horses down the middle of Harrison Avenue. That's really fun.
If you had to talk about a secret gem in Leadville, on what's happened in Leadville, what would that secret gem?
Wow, I might have to come back to that question. Do we have a secret gem?
Well, while you're pondering that,
if it's a gem,
have you put anything on what's happening in Leadville that has surprised long-term locals?
I do put things in once in a while, like the Thai masseuse, you know, I posted that, and people are like, what? I didn't know. So I do hear that once in a while from people, like, hey, Jill, I've never heard of that before. Thank you so much. And because when I first moved here, I was on disability, and I had a lot of free time to scour around and walk the streets and meet people, and it's really a lot of fun, and it gets me out of the house.
How many events do you post on, do you go and attend?
Oh, wow. I don't think I could even say. I can't get to everything. I try to get to what I can. I don't think there's a number I could give you.
So, what's your favorite winter event?
My favorite, it's probably ski-joring.
Ski-joring in March.
That's really fun.
Okay. What's your favorite summer event?
Boom days. Because everyone dresses up. Like, you know, we go back in time and people dress up and they're walking around the streets and, you know, you're going back into time, back in the late 1800s. And it's really fun.
Very good. What do you think's the quirkiest part of Leadville and all of its events?
I just think when I moved here, I'm like a little bit weird, I guess you describe me. So I feel like I met a lot of other weird people. I don't know. I think that's just a nice mix of people that are for the most part, everyone's really nice and cool and laid back and just trying to enjoy life and not impress anyone, where I'm from, you know, New York, and everyone's trying to impress somebody, or, you know, you're trying to, you know, look, take a walk around our neighborhoods, like the very unique, cool yards that would never be allowed, like in my old neighborhood, because people would be calling somebody to complain. But I think it's really cool because people can really express themselves here, which I think it's really fun. And people are unique and fun to talk to.
Well, let's go back to the gem question. If you had to think about a gem that longtime locals forget about, which one of the gems do you think they forget about?
I really wish that we would talk about the unsinkable Molly Brown more than we do Margaret Brown, because they talk about baby doe, which is fine. I mean, obviously she's a big piece of history and she passed away here and she really has a long history with Leadville, but so does Margaret, because Helen is her great granddaughter, which is a friend of mine. And I was telling her, well, first I posted a picture outside the Silver Dollar Saloon. I said, your great-grandmother drank here. She did not, Jill. Oh, my God. Why do you believe these things? And then and I was like, I just can't find anything about Margaret. And then I was at the train station. I went into the restroom and shut the door. And there's like an informational poster about Margaret Brown in pedestal. So I took a picture and I called Helen and I said, Helen, I found something about Margaret. And she said, oh, my gosh, Jill, she would be rolling in her grave. She tells me to take it down. So I take it down. I walk over to the train station. I'm explaining to these young people working at the desk, you know, how Margaret Brown would roll in her grave. And she's like this one. And I could hear them laughing. I was like walking out toward my son on Fifth Street. And I could hear them laughing for quite a while. But, she got married here at the Annunciation Church. Their honeymoon, or where they went after the wedding, was a big hotel over by the fish hatchery, which you can find a plaque for it. But I feel like she's a hidden gem that we don't talk about. And I think what is so important about her is her family got all this money and she did good things with it. She gave money. She helped people. She fought causes. She even was part of starting the Dumb Friends League, you know, the animal shelter. And I just feel like she's a hidden gem. And I just found out that her house is located where I work there at Freight at 320 East 9th Street. I just found her house on a map. And so I feel like,
now, you got tied into Molly Brown because of all of your studies on the Titanic. Yeah, because
I study Titanic history. I'm the kind of person that likes to read, and I wouldn't see a movie if it was based on history or book until I read the book. Once I started doing the reading, because I wanted to know my history before I saw the movie. Like, is this going to be accurate? Or because I critique, and I just got sucked in. Also, Benjamin Guggenheim is from here, and their house is still there on West 6th Street. And I actually know the people that live there and have been in that house. We have some Titanic history here.
There's a lot of people that don't know all the wealth, generational wealth that came out of Leadville in the late 1800s, early 1900s, that still exist.
Right. A lot of people came. Not a lot of people made money, but some people did.
The Guggenheims, the Betchers, the Browns.
Yeah. So the Healy House.
That's a really cool gem. That's a gem that I would have never thought about having Molly Brown being one of our gems of Leadville.
But yeah, some truly, people don't know, so I love just talking to people around town, visitors. Like, did you know?
What's happened in Leadville, Twin Lakes? Have you had to be a detective and make sure something that you're going to post is actually taking place? Or have you questioned yourself, like, is that really here in Leadville? Have you gone through, what are some of those?
Oh, yeah, people try. There's a lot of scammers out there, and they use our big site, Freight especially. We're having an arts and crafts fair, and we're looking for vendors. And, you know, and then you can just tell that it's like a huge event these people are planning. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think that's Freight. Yeah, there are a lot of people trying to scam and spam. And there is a Facebook group that you can throw things on called Leadville Gossips and Rumors. If you want to go and check something out. And I have had people message me like, hey, Jill, that's not accurate or whatever. And I do appreciate people calling me out and saying, do your research before you post. Happens once in a while.
What's the most unexpected comment or reaction you've gotten on your Facebook?
So something I find unique here and fun is Leadville people are so cool. Like, if people come and say something, I don't know, negative, or maybe, I don't know if inappropriate's the right word. It's hard to, but people will come and they'll call them out and they'll be like, hey, like, what are you doing here? Well, you know, then, or if they're, you know, negative to Leadville, well, what are you living here for? Like, I like that. Like, one of the things I do like is if people post something negative, I don't even have to get involved because the community will get right in the comments and be like, I'm like, wow, that's so nice. I don't have to be, I do ban and block people once in a while if they're really super, you know, inappropriate or unkind. But for the most part, Leadville takes care of it. They'll be like, hey, that's not nice, or I really like that about Leadville. Like, this is a very caring community and very generous. People are very generous with each other here.
What events are you looking forward to that are coming up in late June, early July?
Well, so I'm really excited about the rodeos just coming back. It's been gone for years and years. I couldn't tell you when it actually stopped, but the 4-H and Anita and people are getting involved and bringing the rodeo back. So it won't be like a big giant rodeo, but the reason that they wanted to bring it is because these kids were having to go to other cities like Salida or Buena Vista, and then they didn't have their community around them rooting for them. So I'm really excited for the kids that they're going to be able to have their community surround them while they participate in events, and hopefully that'll keep growing for them. Just like a few years ago, the football team came back because we hadn't had football for a while. Kids need community. Like, we all need community. So I think it's really good for us to have events that bring the community together so we can all have that camaraderie.
Cool. And that same weekend is the hike and bike days, plus it's run training. And then I think the Friday of that week is Colin Moulin, the comedian, will be in town.
Oh, that's right. There's so much going on. I think Iris Moon is doing something for the moon, I think, out in the...
For the solstice?
Yeah, the summer solstice. So, there's always something. Now there's just so much going on. It's like, what can I go to? You don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
If you could choose a mascot for your page, what would your mascot be?
Maybe something that has to do with mining. Didn't they like bring a bird in with the mines with them?
Canaries.
Maybe that would be a cute mascot. The coal mines. Because then they could help them know if it was getting dangerous or not.
And we have the burro race.
Yeah, or a burro. That would be cute. I never thought about a mascot.
What's the most heartwarming post you've had to do on your page?
I think right now it's happening. We recently lost a longtime local. His family's been here since the 60s. His name is Steve Mercado. And he just, every time you saw him around town, he was smiling and helping people. And I think reading all the messages from people that care about him, and that's a big loss. And I think I do like seeing the community come together for something like that. And I'm sure the memorial is going to be very touching. Anytime there's a passing here in town, there's just a lot of love given here.
Most people don't know Leadville is just 1 square mile. So everybody knows everybody. So you have
sometimes I go to places that, like, I don't know. A lot of people here. Well, we have a lot of new people coming in a lot.
Well, if you think about in the 1920s and late 20s, we had 35 to 40,000 people living in Leadville.
Oh, I know. Isn't that crazy?
And now
20 saloons.
Now we think 2,500 is a lot. So
I know. Matt, and it stayed steady. Our numbers have stayed steady. I can't even imagine. That's why they had to build those tunnels underground so they could get their money home safely.
A lot of unique history.
There is. I'm a historian, so I really love the history. Last year I worked at the Tabor Home and Museum, and Mike Bradley said, Jill, if you have no tours or customers, you need to read your history. I'm like, okay. So it's fun to read about the Tabors and Baby Doe and, you know, the people that used to live here.
Are there any other events coming up in late June, early July, other than the rodeo and hike and bike days that you're looking for?
I would have to go into the Boom Days. This is the beginning of August.
Boom Days, August. We have the 4th of July weekend coming up.
And that parade's really fun. My first year working here, I worked at the Silver Llama restaurant, and I was kicking myself, why did I work today? Because the parade was so much fun, but I get to watch it out the window. But we do have a really fun, and then not only on 4th of July is the parade, but the airport always has a barbecue, which you need to get there early for, because a lot of people come, and it's a 4th of July is really fun here, and all the flags go up on the avenue.
How do you want to see your what's happening in Leadville grow? What's your end goal on this?
Yeah, like I don't have a number. I think I'd rather have the quality. I would like quality members that really care about Leadville and don't try to. I know. So this is hard because there's people that are like, I was at Before and After one day and I'm reading the post-it notes and I looked up and there was a post-it note that said, "Stop moving here." So I know there's a lot of people that would rather people don't come. You know, there's a lot of logos like it's too people-y, or, you know, because I think a lot of people live here because we don't like a lot of people and craziness. But so I don't necessarily think it has to grow, but I think I like the far reaching out to people that are interested in coming to visit and enjoying our history and taking our tours and going up and looking at the old mines and learning about our amazing historical buildings and people that live here.
Now, if I'm a tourist coming to Leadville, how do I get to your Facebook page? And do you let them join
Yeah, so they have a couple of questions they have to answer. Do you live in Leadville? Which they don't have to, but it's just a question. Because I think you have to rule out people that are in other weird countries just trying to... Like some people, if you go and look at what groups they belong to what's happening in every city in the country. It's like, okay, they don't really... And they'll write, I'm moving to Leadville. It's like, yeah, right. You're moving to all these other countries, all these other cities. Yeah, they can just go to what's happening in Leadville. And then I'm starting a website so I can make it easier for people to get to the calendar, because I also host a Google calendar, which I think if there's at least 10 people in the city that are adding to the calendar. So it's kind of nice. The tourism panel has a calendar, but they're mainly focused on tourism, where our calendar is also for locals. We have small things like the food bank or AA meetings, or just, you know, even small events, anything like that. So the more people that contribute to that, the more you can see what's really going on. And Freight has actually been working on a calendar too, so I'd probably share that on there. Somebody just needs a lot of time to look and see what's going on, because there is a lot going on here.
It all happens in the background. There's lots going on, and it's always just a few people attending each event, because there's always something going on.
Well, you never know, like Trivia with Taryn up at Freight. Sometimes, most times, there's like a good 100 people there, 80 to 100. And it's really fun. You really don't know what's going to really bring people together. Anything at the Tabor Opera House is really fun, because people get to go in there and see the historical building. It's hard to know what people are going to want to go to. And then you have the people that are like, what? I didn't know this was going on. Even though you share and share, it's like, I can't like call you every morning. Hi, this is like things going on today.
Well, maybe one of these days you'll run a top 10 list on the top 10 event.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
In Leadville at Twin Lakes area.
Maybe. I don't like to leave people out, because, you know, some of these events are so unique, like comedy and all those events that are coming into the Aliac. I don't know if you've been out there. That's cool. At Twin Lakes, they have a lot of those summer things going on, where Joan, I can never say her last name, Villeneuve, she does a lot of talks, and I think really encourage people to go to those, and you can usually learn about them through the visitor center, and I try to get them on the calendar, and they're all outdoor evening events, and there's some tours through the cemetery in town. There's so much fun stuff going on.
So we're coming to the end. Is there any parting wisdoms or what's happening that you want to share? Or because we'd love to have you back in the future to talk about what's going on in the fall and in the winter.
Well, gosh, I wanted to plug your bike tours, because that's something cool that people could do. You rent an e-bike and go on a bike tour, because I was looking at that list and like, oh, that looks really fun, because people want to be outside when they're here.
Well, Jill, thanks.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. We do want to thank the Delaware Hotel for letting us use their lobby.
Yeah, that's so nice. It's so beautiful in here.
Well, Jill, again, thank you very much for joining us here at the Delaware.
Thanks for having me.
We look forward to having you back in July or August to talk about those events. And for everybody out there, if you're a tourist or a local, all you have to do is get on Facebook and type in what's happened in Leadville, and you'll find Jill's page.
Yeah.
And she keeps it pretty updated daily, almost by the hour. So again, we appreciate having Jill join us, and we'll see you guys on the trail.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Hey, folks. Ready for a blast? Grab an e-bike with epic, happy adventures. Cruise historic trails, check out old railroads, or soak in epic views, all in a few hours. Super easy for beginners, with bikes and guides to keep it fun. Please call 719-427-7084 to book now. Epic, happy adventures, history, views, and good vibes.
All right, Adventure Amp listeners, it's time for our brand new segment, Micro Moments. In just 60 seconds, I'm taking you to a fun must-visit spot that will spark your next adventure. From quirky hideaways to stunning vistas, these quick hits are all about fueling your wanderlust. let's dive into this show's micro moment. I pedaled my Moakwill Basalt step through the crisp mountain air to the Leadville National Fish Hatchery, nestled under Mount Massive in the Colorado's high country. A vibrant 5Ks greeted me, runners in bright gear, cheering, adding energy to the serene landscape. This historic gem, a red sandstone Victorian from 1889, sits on 3,072 acres of subalpine forest at 10,000 feet. Dubbed Western Colorado's finest back then. Inside tanks brim with greenback cutthroat trout, which is the Colorado state fish, rainbow trout, and the Hayden Creek cutthroat trout. For a quarter, grab fish food and trigger a leaping frenzy. With 16 raceways and 20 nursery tanks, it produces 250,000 fish yearly, stocking lakes and rivers for anglers and conservation. Since President Harris's 1889 order, it is the nation's second oldest federal fish hatchery, once supplying fish eggs to Japan and Germany. Listed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1970s, it draws 36,000 visitors annually. It's open daily, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and it's free. It provides Leadville with trails and awesome picnic spots. For more information, visit the National Fish and Wildlife website. This is a perfect for fish lovers and scenic adventures. And that was our micro moment. So we're back from our commercial. We had a great topic before, and hopefully we'll be able to follow up on that here in the near future. But now I'm at one of my favorite places in Leadville and where we park our e-bikes for the summer. We are at Iris's Moon's Emporium. And I want to welcome, give me your name and what you do.
Thank you. My name is Shyla Cameron, and I own Iris Moon Emporium.
And we're working while, we're doing the interview while she is still working. So we may be interrupted every once in a while. So just sit back and relax. And if we get interrupted, we'll just pick right back up. What made you start this gig, Shyla?
I was sick and tired of ordering supplies online. Metaphysical supplies, books, candles, incense. And I felt that there was a huge need for those items and more since Leadville's never had a metaphysical shop.
Okay. For those out there, describe what metaphysical is.
Metaphysical is basically all of the spirituality-based things that you cannot explain. So it covers all religions, all spiritualities, and all of the interesting esoteric things that nobody can really grasp.
What made you get into this?
I've been into this my whole life.
Doesn't help.
I have been super interested in all of the things that cannot be explained ever since I was a kid. And my dad was an atheist and my mother is a Baptist. So I kind of got
a combination.
All realms in there. Yeah, totally. And my great grandmother was an herbalist. She was a Native American tribe, Passamaquoddy, up in northern Maine. So I think I just kind of got all of it.
What made you choose Leadville to set this up at 10,000 feet?
My husband is how I ended up choosing Leadville, because because I ended up moving here almost 10 years ago, and I don't think we're leaving anytime soon.
Very good. Now, how long have you had Iris's Moon Emporium?
I have had the shop since May 2023.
And you recently moved from center of town to the north end of town.
Yes.
Why'd you make the big move?
I have had to expand two extra times since my original opening in May of 2023. So I've moved locations three times technically in the last 2 years because I have to keep expanding.
Is your customer base mainly Leadvillians and Lake County, or do you get a lot of tourists?
I get people from all over Colorado, which is really cool. My locals are definitely the biggest group of clientele that I have. But I get a lot of people from Eagle, a lot of people from Denver, And a lot of people from out of state that just come wandering in and find me.
What's your favorite part about running Iris Moon?
Definitely meeting people and helping them. There's a lot of people that come in for natural pain relief or to see one of our practitioners, and helping them find relief in whatever they need is really one of my biggest joys.
And everybody in town has a Leadville secret. What's your secret to living in Leadville?
Dress for four seasons every single day.
That is such...
Spoil your locals if you're a business owner, because they really like that. And be prepared for anything, because this is kind of an unpredictable place.
Yes, it is. I will agree with that. What's something that most people don't know about you?
Well, probably that I worked at a wolf sanctuary, multiple wolf sanctuaries throughout the course of the last 20 years.
Is the wolf your spirit animal?
One of them.
What's your other one?
Probably a leopard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Both predators.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I recently acquired a new spirit animal, which is a snake, which is very fitting in the year of the snake.
Well, yeah. A particular species of snake?
Yes. A completely all-white, blue-eyed ball python.
Well, they're not native to Colorado at this altitude.
Nope. So. Not at all.
So you do get a lot of tourists that come in. What is one of the hidden gems of Leadville or Lake County that you always tell a tourist to go to see?
Twin Lakes.
Why Twin Lakes?
Well, because it's beautiful. And if you blink, you're going to drive through it and miss it. And that's always fun to tell people about. And Bob and his pup are always a hoot to go meet. But it's also a nice place to kind of get out in the wilderness, but also be in a little town as well.
Okay. How do you keep the balance between staying authentic and keep attracting the tourist?
That's a tough one. But I think having over 65 Colorado consigners is kind of where that balance comes in. I have a little bit of everything for everyone. Even if people don't like candles and incense and metaphysical type stuff, I have a lot of pottery and wall art and jewelry that people really love shopping for when they're on vacation.
How do you get your consigners?
Usually they find me, which is really kind of interesting. It's the same way with my practitioners. A lot of times they'll just wander in and show me what they have and ask if I have room for them.
What's been your quirkiest consigner or practitioner walk-in? Where you went,
That's a good one. I would have to say I had somebody walk in that really liked making art from found items while he was mining.
Okay.
So he would take like a piece of driftwood and he would put bottle caps all over it and pieces of chainmail and little stones, and it would look like a dragon. And you're like, how did you even come up with that? Because it was so unique and so quirky, and it was all found items. He didn't spend any money on any of it, maybe except for some glue. Very creative.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Leadville does have a lot of quirky individuals.
Yes, we
so
do.
So it's easy to find the quirk. Why we're on quirkiness, what's the quirkiest tradition that you think Leadville has?
Two St. Patrick's Day parades. Hands down. Hands down. I am Irish and Scottish, so I greatly appreciate it in every way, shape, or form. Celebrating, you know, old school minor history with a lot of the Irish immigrants that came here, I think is a big part of Leadville pride.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's the first I've heard it from all my interviews. Very good.
Nice.
What's something tourists ask you that always surprises you when they ask?
Does it have to surprise me? Because is this the visitor center? I have at least a dozen people a week walk in and look around and say, is this the visitor center? And I have to say, no, we switched locations. I was at their location one door down, and now I'm here and they're there.
Yeah, that is true. You have switched with the visitor center. Yeah. Oh, and you're much different than the visitor center.
Yes. Even on face value, like you can kind of tell when you walk up with all the tie-dye outside.
Tie-dye. Bird feeder.
Yes. Yeah.
What's a tip you'd give to a first-time tourist coming into Leadville?
Do not go hike Elbert or Massive without proper gear. Please do not take to the mountains if you don't have a jacket or a bottle of water. It's kind of my biggest thing with tourists.
So you're echoing the same thing Adam D. down at the visitor center. That is true. People should come prepared. They just don't realize what being at 11,000 feet.
Right.
How much different it is.
Or maybe double your water intake before you get here. That would be another good piece of advice, but I can't tell them that before they get here. So
right. If they do a little research or knew how to read, that would help. What's the biggest challenge you've had being in business in Lake County or with tourism season?
Well, that's a really fun one. I would have to say that starting a business with no excess capital and just my savings and having to make it through two mud seasons every single year instead of one would be the biggest challenge. I think that the only way to make it through those seasons is to just be real damn good to your locals and love them to death because they'll keep coming when it's really, really slow.
That's an interesting point because we are still a traditional mountain town that has two distinct mud seasons, October, November, April, and May.
Absolutely.
While most of our lower altitude brethren and sisters, they have gotten rid of their April, May one, essentially, and only have to go through their fall mud season. That's a great point for that. What's your favorite part about sharing Leadville's magic?
I love telling people about all the cool stuff that we have, all of the museums and all of the little shops and the events that everybody has throughout the summer and even throughout the winter. It's a really magical place. And I think that sharing that is very important, especially with people that don't live here, so that they keep coming back, keep finding new things to do.
What's your trick to making the tourist happy?
Lots of laughter.
Lots of laughter. You do have lots of laughter.
People
here.
Want to be happy, you know? Giving free gifts like a free sticker with every purchase is something that really people remember that.
I thought it was the free pyrite you gave out.
That too. That too. Everybody needs a little fool's gold in their pocket.
Everybody needs some fool's gold. Well, Shyla, it's been a joy having you visit us here at the Amps Adventure Amps podcast. I appreciate you taking your time while you're open and doing this where we want you to have the best of luck this summer. And we look forward to all of your events because you have many events coming up.
Almost every single weekend in our sweet little parking lot.
So, and your parking lot's the easiest to see as soon as you round the corner, as you come into Leadville.
Absolutely.
You're right there. Yeah. So, right
across
from
City Hall. Well, thank you so much as well.
Thanks again, Shyla.
Woo! That's a wrap for this week's Adventure Amps. I had a blast chatting with Jill from What's Happening Leadville about the latest local buzz and Shyla from Irish Moon Emporium, who brought some mystic vibes. We also launched our new Micro Moment segment spotlighting the Leadville National Fish Hatchery, a historic gem where you can feed trout and hike with the epic Mount Massive views. If you're loving the show, please hit subscribe or leave us a 5 rating on your favorite podcast platform. It means the world to us. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the trail with more adventures.